So.
Hi, Ernest.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, this is Sean. How are you?
Yeah, I've been calling you many times. I sent you messages.
When did you call me exactly?
I called you last Friday. There was no response, so I thought probably you had closed. And I don't know whether the office works on Saturday. I called and left messages, but nobody, they sent me a text that they will get back to me, but nobody got back to me. I mean,
so everything's fine. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, so I'm looking at my call log. We've got some missed calls from you Saturday, but I was working Friday. I didn't hear from you Friday. Must have been Saturday.
Yeah. That was Friday in the night. I got hit by somebody on the Gallows Road. So I was just calling because I wasn't getting my insurance. I had it in the car, but because of the situation, I wasn't able to pick it up. So I was just calling to see if you can just send somebody, and that's fine. We found it later on.
So somebody hit you, you said, right?
Yes, somebody hit me, on the Gallows Road. So I've called and I've been given a claim number, and then because I called on the weekend, they said until from Monday. So somebody called me today, but unfortunately, I couldn't pick it up. I've been trying to call the person back, but he's always on the...
What's the name of the insurance company from the asphalt party?
The NF party. I have the... I think it's Travelers.
Travelers? Okay. Yeah, so, you did the right thing. Erie wouldn't get involved unless you were submitting a claim through us, which you wouldn't do if you weren't the asphalt party. So you did the right thing by contacting Travelers. So
I haven't contacted Travelers yet. So I called Erie, and then I called Erie claim office, and then they gave me one Amanda who will be assisting me with a claim. But then I mean she called only once. I've been calling many times today, but I've not gotten her.
Oh. So here's the thing with that. I would actually encourage you to call Travelers because you'll have to pay your deductible if you file with Erie. With Travelers, you don't pay anything because it's not your fault.
Oh, but I thought that my company would just, get in touch with them and then they come to do it.
Hello, Ernest?
Yeah.
I was just talking, but I didn't realize that I had you on hold. Did you hear what I was saying?
No.
Okay. So let me repeat. There are two ways you can go about having the claim resolved. The easier way, and what I would encourage you to do, is just call Travelers Claims Department directly, because then it's just you and them working directly together. You will give your version of what happened at the accident on Friday, and then they'll work directly with you to set up the repairs at a body shop of your choice. But if you submit a claim through Erie just acts as the middleman. So you basically, you tell Erie what happened, Erie then talks to Travelers, and for Erie to pay the claim, you still have to pay your deductible. And then Erie basically will attempt to get the money back from Travelers, but that's just adding another level of complexity to the claim. It's much easier and directly to just go through the company of the asphalt party.
No, I don't get it because I think that if there's any issue with my vehicle, that is why I'm insured with Erie, so I get in touch with Erie. And then Erie have to do anything because Erie is supposed to repair my vehicle. But the thing is that the fault will not be coming from me. So they will have to make sure that the other company does it. So if I call them, then I actually don't see why I should call them. Because if I call them, if anything should happen and then something, so I have to explain to my insurance company, then my insurance company will take it up with the other people. I don't have to come in.
No, you would call Travelers directly and say, one of your insureds hit me, and I'm calling to initiate a claim for the repair of my vehicle.
So how are they going to repair it? That's why I have a comprehensive with Erie. So it will make sure that the car is repaired to the agreement that I have with them. So if I call that, they don't know what agreement I have with Erie. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but the asphalt party is the one to repair your vehicle.
Yes, but it is Erie's responsibility to make sure that the car is repaired to the agreement that I have with them. But that company don't know what agreement I have because my car is a comprehensive. So how are they going to see that I have
but
comprehensive?
It's not a comprehensive claim. It's a property damage claim, which is a liability part of the asphalt party's insurance. Like if you were to hit somebody, you're covered because you have liability, which covers bodily injury and property damage. The damage to your vehicle is property damage caused by the asphalt driver. So his policy pays for your damage, not your Erie policy. Now, if you damage your own vehicle, if you're involved in a collision, then yes, you have collision coverage. We'll cover the vehicle. But what happened in your situation is you were hit from behind by another driver. So that's a property damage claim.
No, it wasn't from behind. It hit me on my side, the driver's side. Well, he was trying to change lane, but I was on the lane, and then he hit me.
So it hits you from behind or from the side. It's still property damage that the asphalt driver caused.
But I get you. But can't Erie do something like a courtesy just to make sure that if customer is, it's in good standing, like them. Okay, for courtesy's sake, we will take it up, make sure all these things are done. Why? There's no need for me to get that kind of. Is that all Erie can do? Just not take it up and then make sure that the car is repaired for me because I have to be taken to the hospital. What about all those bills and all those things? I have to go and chasing for those things.
The car
has been at the towing area for since Friday. So all those bills, what happens to them?
Your car has been impounded, you said?
Yes, it was because I was taken to the hospital. And then the policeman the policeman took the car to the towing company.
Are you injured, Mr. Ernest?
Yeah, I've been having pain in my body, yes. So I went for a check, but I think everything is okay. There's no damage to my body. That's according to the check, but I still have pain in my body.
Are you in physical pain?
Yeah, physical pain, yeah. My leg and waist.
I may want you to talk to somebody because that can be, yeah, you may want to talk to an attorney because you don't want to, if you're in pain from the accident and the pain goes away, the pain can always come back. So if you don't properly get care for yourself, you could be stuck with some medical bills from this accident that, you know, if you sign something that Travelers gives you saying that you're waiving liability from their driver, then
I that would be a mistake.
No, you don't want to do that. So, listen, if you talk to the claims representative from Erie, I'll be honest with you, they can help you, but they're going to be a middleman, right? You're going to tell them what happened and that you need your car repaired, and they're basically going to talk to a claims adjuster at Travelers. So it's just
that's what I know the insurance people do. I don't know why I should be taking it this up. That's what insurance people do. And the faster they're able to make these things, resolved, more credit to the insurance, to my insurance company. So if you said I should do it, then I should go and do this thing because that may be, I understand that maybe there may be some processes around, but then that is why this insurance is there for me. They take it up, make sure everything is resolved, I get my car. I don't even get a car right now. So all these things, what is going to happen? I thought I could get a rental car until my car is repaired. All these things, where am I going to get it from?
Well, travelers are going to ultimately be the one to pay the check for all of these things. If you choose to have Erie involved, then they will pay on your behalf, but they're going to ask you to pay your deductible until they can get the driver from the traveler's policy to accept fault for the accident.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being honest with you. It would be more direct and quicker for you to go directly through Travelers. You can choose to go through Erie. It will add some time. They're essentially going to be a middleman.
I just don't understand this. So, like, if I had hit somebody, I have to come to you, and then you ask me whether it's my fault or whatever, then we do it. So the first thing that I do is that I come back to my insurance company. This is what has happened. My insurance company take it up. So if I do anything and then they come to me, any like a contradiction or something, and then later I come back to my insurance company, would you say that? I mean, so that's why you are the expert. You ask me, I tell you what happened, and then you take it up with your expert information, with the pictures that I have and everything. Right. So, I mean, if I go and the traveler say that they will not do it, so what do I do now? But you are the expert. You have your lawyer. You have your experts who know how to do these things. So you take the information from me, and then I tell you everything. Then based with your expertise, you know how to go around all these things and make sure that your customer is in safe hands, your customer is okay, and everything.
All I'm saying is that there's two ways that you can submit the claim. Through Erie, you're going to have to pay a deductible. Through Travelers, you don't pay any deductible. So it'll be more direct and easier for you and involve no out-of-pocket.
My point is, if I call Travelers and then the guy says that, no, I'm not going to do anything because the police have not brought any reports. The policeman only gave me the exchange of information form. And he came back to tell me at the hospital that he never gave the guy any ticket. So if the policeman didn't give the guy a ticket because I was rushed to the hospital, I don't know what happened. Now, he only brings me this one. So how would the guy take responsibility? So it is my insurance company. I speak to you. I send you the pictures, and then you take it up. Then you fight on my behalf. Make sure, because I am right. I am right. But the policeman did not give the guy a ticket because I wasn't there. I don't know what kind of policeman that guy was. He listened to the information and then came back only with this information sheet. So that is what I want you, Eric, to take it up so that with the information, with the pictures and everything, you make sure the right thing is done.
Okay.
Because I don't have anything to actually convict the guy, says that, oh, yes, even we have the policeman saying this thing and that, right? But then I have the pictures, your lawyers are there.
That other driver might say that you were the one responsible for the accident. I'm not sure.
Sorry?
The other driver, mm-hmm. he may make a claim that it mm-hmm. was you who was at fault.
So in this instance, why do you want me to just follow take it up? Because if you know that he can do it, and I know that convincingly, I'm sure, and I'm even the guy was pleading with me that I should exchange information, but I said no, let the police come and see for purposes of insurance. Let the police come and see. I didn't move. I stayed there. The pictures are there. The guy was pleading that let's exchange. So from the scratch, he knew that he had committed. But when I came to the hospital, I don't know what he said to the police. The policeman came and told me he never gave him any ticket. And my car is not seriously damaged, so I should just exchange information and go.
Did he also go to the hospital, the other driver?
No, he didn't go to any hospital.
Okay.
He hit me. Everything is there. He hit me. I have the picture of his car. It's just only the tie side. There's only the tie. I have a policeman. The tie is the only place that has them. Yes.
Ernest, did you already call Erie and did you have a claim number?
Yeah, I have a claim number. Yep.
Okay. Can, may I have the claim number, please?
Okay, just a second. Okay, A for Apple. And then 0000. That's it. 40.
Mm-hmm.
A as in Apple. 0000. 23 11 560.
Okay. So they must have opened that claim on your end, but it's not showing for me quite yet.
Yeah, because the first is what, there's one Amanda who's supposed to take, she called and left a message that I've been calling her back since morning, and she's smart.
Okay. Give her till the end of the day. Could be just that you're calling her back every, you know, she's on phone calls all day long, you know, so. Just be patient. Did you get her email address?
No. I haven't been able to get anything about her, just the phone number, because she called.
Okay. Let's give her till 6 p.m., okay?
Okay.
I mean, the claim number that you gave me, there's nothing that I can see yet. So
okay.
They must not have entered any information into the system yet.
Yes, yeah,
so,
because I haven't been able to speak with her. It was somebody, one of the agents that I called, and then she gave me this one and told me because they don't work weekend, so somebody's going to call me on Monday. So I had a call, and I missed it. So I think nothing has been put in this system yet.
Yeah, all right. Let's just give her till 6.
Okay.
And, I mean, you can call over to Travelers, let them know what happened so that they can take a report on their end. If you want to wait for Amanda to help you out, then I'm sure she'll get back to you in the same business day.
Yeah, because I don't want to go and then say anything and then just hide. So I don't want to go and completely implicate myself. That is why I want to speak to you. And then you just see how we go about it. Because
yeah.
I am right. I was on my way. I didn't.
Right.
Just,
Ernest,
if you
feel like your injuries may be questionable,
uh-huh.
or if you feel like you may need some more medical attention, I'm going to introduce you to an attorney that will be completely free of charge.
You know what? Frankly speaking, I'm not looking for, like, I mean, between me and you, I'm not looking for anything like a claim or something for that kind of thing. But I just want the vehicle to be done. And then the medical bills to be taken care of. That's all. Because the guy's responsible. He the guy's fault. And so I went to him because I was in pain. And then they did a lot of scans on me to make sure that I'm safe. I'm good. So that is all. I just need to take care of those things. I don't think I'm going to have any other. Yeah.
Well, be careful, Ernest, because once you receive a check and the claim is closed, once you sign off on it, then you effectively waive your right to request any further damages. Like if a month from now you start having neck and back pain and you've already accepted the settlement from Travelers and cashed the check and you find their waiver, then you're out of luck, right? So a lot of injuries, they are more severe than you initially think. So speaking with an attorney could be beneficial for you. You don't want to sign any documents that Travelers has until, you know what kind of condition your body's in. And a lot of injuries spring up couple weeks or a couple months after the initial accident occurs. And that's why I'm cautioning you.
Mm.
So.
I know. But then,
let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how it happens. But I just want to, I mean, make sure that all these things are done in the bill. I know, because it wasn't like, I don't want to say it wasn't a big damage, but then, I mean, I'm fine. Yes, there's some few pains, but I think I'm fine. I'm fine. So I just want that all those initial responsibilities to be taken care of.
All right. Well, Don, let me hold you up. Make sure you're available next time Amanda calls. Hopefully
that's my only thing. Yeah. So I tried to come to work today, but because I had a lot of things, I tried. I'm just working at a slow pace. I'm not actually in so much pain anyway, frankly speaking. So I'm at the workplace. If you call and I don't pick, you can just test me and then I'll. My manager knows I'm doing something like that. She knows, so I can just go to the back and call her. So she can just test me if she calls and I don't pick, or you can leave a message. I've stored her number anyway.
All right, buddy. Well, I hope it all works out for you. Make sure you talk to Amanda and she'll get you all straightened out.
Okay. So thank you, Sean. Okay.
I'll make the introduction to an attorney that we work with.
Okay.
You want to talk to them to see if there's anything that they can help you with?
Yeah, that's my guess. Yeah, like in terms of the claims and all those, the insurance company don't do those on my behalf, right? I have to do all those things. The Medicare bills and all that.
No, you can get travelers to pay for that.
Yes, but my insurance company will make sure they pay for that.
Yeah, Erie's, anything that Erie pays for you, they're expecting to get back from travelers. They're not going to pay for your damage.
Maybe I'm not so much into those insurance issues. But what I'm trying to say is that Erie will make sure that they take the matter up and ensure that travelers pay everything instead of they paying and then whatever. That's what I'm saying.
They have to confirm with travelers that their driver is the one who's at fault.
That is what I'm talking about. So that is what I want them to do. And I have all the place, pictures, and I have all the, that's why I stayed over. The guy wanted me to move to the side so that we could cover those. I said, no, I didn't. So I have all the pictures here. So that's why I want Erie to take over with those things. Because I don't want to say, they could go by myself and say, I won't do it. Then I will come back to Erie. No. Right.
All right. Well, I wish I could help you further, but that's an area for Amanda to assist with. So
okay.
Let's see about her getting back to you today.
Okay. So now, what do you say? The car is still at the towing area. So what do you say about that? Would you advise?
Is it drivable?
Oh, yes, it's drivable. It went there because of the situation. Because I was taken to the emergency. So the police over there wanted to clear the road, so they took it there. I was discharged somewhere around 1 p.m., 1 a.m. because I had just closed from work. But there were a lot of people at the emergency, so they detained me for a while. And then by the time I came, the policeman came and told me that I had there. So I called. And then they told me that, okay, I can let the insurance company come and pick it so that they can repair it straightforward. That's why I kept it there. So I just want to know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, Ernest. That's a great question for Amanda to answer for you.
That's it. That's why I'm so much in want to talk to her.
Yeah. If I had her email, I would just send her an email. But the claim number doesn't give me any information at this point yet. You'll have to wait.
Yeah, you can just send her. Well, you are my agent. You speak for me at Erie. So you can just fast track it, make sure that send her emails, say, hey, my guy is this or something like that. Because that's why we give you the good comment, right?
Yeah, but the claim number you gave me doesn't tell me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That I called an agent, somebody, and then he gave this to me. as the initial thing that somebody will call me that the matter will be taken up. So you can just email Amanda that my client called me, they said with this claim number, what is going on, something. Just that. Because you are my advocate, though. You are my advocate at every.
That's correct.
Yeah,
but I don't assist with the claims processing, so that would, we'll have to wait for Amanda to call you, Ernest.
Okay, I'm just hoping that things work out. Just let me see how it goes on.
Yeah, everything will be fine. It hasn't been even one business day, so you got to at least give her till the end of the day. I'm sure she'll call you.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
My pleasure, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.